Issues Etc. relies on a small group of faithful supporters called the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. These people have pledged to become monthly or annual contributors to Issues Etc., and this allows us to budget our expenses more efficiently. Now, there are four levels of giving. The Confessor, $25 monthly, or an annual gift of $250. The Apologist, $50 monthly, or an annual gift of $500. The Reformer, $100 monthly, or an annual gift of $1,000. And the Patron, $200 monthly, or an annual gift of $2,000. Each Reformation Club member receives premiums like books, transcripts, and the I Have Issues t-shirt. You can join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club by contacting Craig. His email address, craig@issuesetc.org. Or you can call 618-223-8385, 618-223-8385, the Issues Etc. Reformation Club.
We pray for the people of the Gulf, and we pray that a hand may guide us through the storm towards a brighter day.
Whether we agree with Al Gore's politics or not, we certainly don't ever want to celebrate the end of a marriage. And we've seen a lot of mockery, including from the right, the likes of Rush Limbaugh, who's on his own fourth marriage and probably is not really in a position to judge on this one.
There are three possibilities here. You are either the son of God, or you're delusional, or you're a very successful con man.
The Jesus statue at Solid Rock Church went up in flames last night after it was hit by lightning.
Southern Illinois truck drivers who love Issues, etc.
Well, when you read something that's published in a journal like the Journal of Pediatrics, generally speaking, people will take this seriously. There's a story, a headline, that children of lesbian parents do well based upon a new study published in a pediatric journal. And is there any reason to question it? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. live this Wednesday afternoon, the 16th of June. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to talk about this new study showing that lesbians make the best mothers. Dr. Jennifer Roback-Morse will be our guest for the first 10 minutes of this hour. And then, a little bit later on this Wednesday afternoon, we're going to begin a weekly series on the miracles of Jesus today with Dr. Peter Scare, the miracles of cleansing, exorcism, and forgiveness. That's coming up here in about 10 minutes on Issues Etc. Our call-in number for the next hour, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, Twitter us @issuesetc, or visit our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, to leave a question or a comment about the miracles of Jesus, facebook.com/issuesetc. Dr. Jennifer Roback-Morse is founder of the Ruth Institute based in San Marcos, California. She taught economics for 15 years at Yale and George Mason Universities, and she's author of the books Smart Sex and Love in Economics. Jennifer, welcome back.
Thanks, Todd.
You have written, responding to the claims of this study, that lesbians make better parents, and you've been quite critical of it. Are you saying that lesbians can't parent?
No, I'm not saying lesbians can't be good parents. I'm saying the study that blasted around the internet all through the mainstream media last week goes nowhere near proving what its authors claim that it proves. And I think that's the height of irresponsibility. And instead of just debunking it like I usually do, I decided to have a little fun with it. So, because you've heard me on here many times taking down studies that I think are overstated and poorly done, and this has got to be one of the worst. But I decided to have a little fun with it at the same time this time.
Okay, so what's the message, stated or unstated, embedded in this study, and then also in the media coverage of it?
Okay, well, the study itself, because as you know, I actually read these studies. I don't just read the press releases and stuff. And the study itself it explicitly says that the children of lesbian parents do better than the children of everybody else. That's specifically what it said. And so the message is that mothers are, women make better parents than men, and so therefore having two mothers is better than having a mother and a father, and so therefore who needs fathers? That's the bottom line message. That's the takeaway message of that study. And people can say it isn't all day long, but in fact, if you read the study, that's what they're saying, is that lesbians are actually better than a married couple household. And that's what their data show. Unfortunately, their data is a bunch of baloney. And that's what I spend most of my blog post talking about. And that's what I think we ought to talk about a little bit.
All right. So let's talk about some other claims that are made here. It seems as though the study indicates that any problems that children of lesbian parents would encounter would come from the, outdated mores of a straight society or of religious believers, something along those lines.
Well, yeah, you know what, Todd? They spent a lot of time in that study. The only part of that study where they really did some comparisons between the kids of lesbian parents and others and did some crosstabs and stuff like that was where they were asking what happened with these children's reports of homophobic behavior. Did the children experience homophobic behavior in their environment? And lo and behold, those children have more anxiety. Well, the problem with this study is that all of it is based on the reports of the mother of their own kids' behavior. So that's the first problem, is that we have, you're asking mom, how did your child do in school? And whatever mom says, that's what we're taking down. Is your child anxious? That's all you have as evidence. Did your child experience bullying or homophobic behavior? That's what you are writing down as your evidence. You don't go ask, what were the kid's grades, or what does the teacher have to say, or was the kid obnoxious and that's why he was being bullied? Nothing like that. It's all based on the mother's reports. So that's, I think, a very serious flaw of this study. And for them to then turn around and conclude, as they do, that number one, the children of lesbians do better than everybody else, and number two, any problems that the kids encounter are implicitly due to the bad behavior of straight people, there's really no basis whatsoever for drawing those conclusions from the evidence they have. And then finally, the thing that I think is the most funny about this study, or the most, sort of irresponsible about it, is it's based on not only self-reports of mothers that are unverified, not only is it based on a sample of people that's completely unrepresentative of anything. They went and got people from lesbian bookstores and publications and stuff like that. That's how they recruited people. There's not only all of those types of biases, but there were only 78 children reported on in the study. So we're all supposed to jump up and down and be all excited and change our views about whether kids needed a mom and a dad based on 78 children that were chosen in a non-random way, and the control group that they had. The control group is a complete joke. I have no idea what this control group is that they picked out, because there's no information about the control group. So it's really a master example of overstating results based on really very, very thin evidence. And so for the mainstream media to be trumpeting this study like it was brand new news that's somehow important, it's just irresponsible in my view.
Here is another kind of embedded message here that I want your response to, and it seems to make sense at first. People who have kids the old-fashioned way, dad, mom, ordinary sexual intercourse, hit and miss. Sometimes there are even accidents. Kids come along when they're unplanned, still loved but unplanned. However, lesbian couples, they are deliberate. They plan it. They have to actually go through donor insemination and things like that. So these kids are wanted and therefore more loved and therefore do better. Your response.
Yeah, that's one of the things they actually say in the study, that the reason these kids do okay in certain situations is because they were so wanted and their parents are so attentive and all of that. And so really the insidious message there, Todd, is that an artificially conceived child is better off than a child conceived the old-fashioned way. Never mind the fact that these children may never know their fathers. They've been brought into being in a situation where they may never have any kind of relationship with their father. They may never have any idea who the rest of their identity is. Never mind any of that. It's okay to manufacture human beings because we want to, and that's actually superior to having babies the old-fashioned way. Yeah, I think there's something deeply troubling about that point of view.
Oh, Father's Day is coming up on Sunday, Jennifer. What's the Ruth Institute planning or thinking about on Father's Day?
Well, this study has come along exactly at the right time because, as I said, the tacit message of the study is that fathers are unnecessary, that men are unnecessary. And I've done a lot of debunking of studies in the past, but this time I decided to go out a little bit different way, and I have decided to create a survey of my own, which we would like for the mothers in your audience to participate in. And basically, I'm doing my own survey and asking all of my friends, do you think the father of your children makes a positive contribution to your children's lives? Yes or no? Strongly agree, mildly agree, and so on. So we have a new survey. The Ruth Institute has a new survey, and I'll bet you we can get more than 78 people to respond to our survey to tell us that they think that the fathers in their children's lives are making a positive contribution to it. And I'm going to create a press release. We're hoping to get 7,800 observations, 7,800 responses to our survey by Father's Day, so that we can tell the world that we have a sample of people who believe that the fathers are important. And so that's our little present for fathers and Father's Day. And I hope that people will go be my friend on Facebook and find the link to our survey right there on my Facebook page and go take the survey.
Well, you'll find a link to Ruth Institute's Father's Day survey under the Listen on Demand page of our website. I do encourage our listeners to go and participate. IssuesETC.org. Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse is founder of the Ruth Institute, based in San Marcos, California. She taught economics for 15 years at Yale and George Mason Universities, and she's author of the books Smart Sex and Love and Economics. Jennifer, thank you again.
Thanks, Todd.
When we come back, we're going to start a series that will run weekly here on Issues, etc., cover a lot of ground. The public ministry of Jesus is marked largely, not exclusively, but largely by miracles. Every gospel records miracles. Some of them record the big ones. Some of them record miracles that are unique to each gospel. Mark's gospel, for example, is it doesn't take an expert in Bible knowledge to read through it and see that Mark's gospel is largely one of Jesus contending with demonic forces. He's casting out demons. He's cleansing the unclean. What does forgiveness have to do with all of Jesus' miracles? We'll start our series on the miracles of Jesus. Dr. Peter Scare of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, will be our guest after this. Issues, Etc. is listener-supported. That means we rely on you for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. Please consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues, Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for your support.
Would you like to share something you've heard on Issues, Etc. via email, Facebook, Twitter, or text message? We've made it easy for you. Just go to the Listen On Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, and click Share This. You'll find almost 50 ways to share Issues, Etc. audio. We love our on-demand listeners. Old Theology, New Technology, issuesetc.org. Go to the Listen On Demand page and click Share This.
Contending for truth in an age of anti-truth. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
The CLCC has produced a new seminar to help people understand the structure of LCMS churches. So many people today are unaware of their church polity. This seminar can be downloaded for free from the CLCC website, www.theclcc.org. This is available for a seminar, a self-study, or presentations. And think about joining us. Members can download the PowerPoint version for free. Visit us today at www.theclcc.org.
Would you like for us to post information about your congregation on the Find a Church page of our website? We'll add your church when it becomes part of the Issues, Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues, Etc. please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your church's mission or advertising budget. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at issuesetc.org, click support, and publicize your congregation to the world.